Doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Chafvav Amud Beis. The Gemara had pointed out that the tefillos were instituted corresponding to the sacrifices, and the mincha prayer was instituted corresponding to the Tamid Shabin Arbaim. There's a machlokas when the Tamid Shabin Arbaim was brought. Tanakama holds till nightfall. They also hold that mincha can be said till nightfall. Rabbi Yehuda says till plaga mincha, and he also holds that the tefillah can also only be said till plaga mincha. Now we're holding opposite Tosus Kasha, and the Gemara says Vezu mincha gdola misheshot umechtza lemala. Vezu mincha ktana miteishashot umechtza velemala. Mincha gdola is from 6.5 hours onward. Mincha ktana is from 9.5 hours onward. So the Rush and the Tur hold that lechatchila you should daven mincha gdola. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold that ideally you daven mincha ktana. Okay, so if there's any reason that mincha gdola works better, so lechatchila you could do mincha gdola. If it's all the same to you, then the Rambam, and that's how Shulchan Aruch goes, then we have a preference for Mincha Ktana. What is Mincha Gdola? So says Rashi, Im ba lakdim tamid sheben arbaim, eno yechol lakdimo kodem sheshot umechtza. Teben arbaim ktiv. If you want to do the afternoon tamid, the earliest you could do is 6.5 hours, because it says about the afternoon tamid, ben arbaim miki inatutzi lilei erev, you have to wait for the shadows of the afternoon to come in from the time the sun has tilted to the west. So that's from 6.5 hours onward. Okay. So Rashi learns that extra 6.5 hour, 6.5 hours, is din in the mincha itself. 3 minutes, okay? Now, the Magen Avraham proves from this Rashi what everyone else quotes from the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos here in Brachos that all the times that we talk about hours, it shows zmanios. So most poskim, when they quote that the hours in Kriya Shema and in Tfilah Shos Manios, they quote that Rambam because that's the first place it was spelled out. We already discussed that in their lives they were using sundials, so it was a given that that's the hours they were talking about. The Gra works the other way. The Gra and Shulchan Aruch works from Midrashim to prove that there is a concept in Chazal that there are 60 minute hours, because it's such a given that you're working off of a sundial, so the Gra has to show that there is such a concept as 60 minute hours. I mean, okay, so That's one thing. The Magen Avraham quotes this Rashi to prove that the hours are shos manios. Because what are we saying here? What's sheish shos umechtza? You could start davening mincha from 6.5 hours onward. What's 6.5 hours? Rashi says that's when the sun is going to start being westward. So you see that the 6.5 hours has nothing to do with your clock. It has to do with where the sun is. So it shows Samanios. So he proves it from this Rashi. Back to our Gemara. Ibailu Rabbi Yehuda plag mincha kama kama or plag mincha achona kama. When Rabbi Yehuda said plag mincha, which half did he mean? The first half or the second half? Tashma detani Rabbi Yehuda omer plag mincha achona amru vehi yudal shot chaser revia. Okay, so we have a braisa where he clearly says the second half. And that he gives you time. He says that's 10.75 hours. Maybe this should be a disproof. Everything we quoted until here should disprove Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, because he said the tfilos were keneged avos tiknum. That avos tiknum, he said the forefathers, they instituted the tfilos. I could tell you no. Really, the Avos were Metaken, and the Rabbanon were Masmech them to Korbanos. Otherwise, where does Musaf fall in? Shachris, Avram, Mincha, Yitzchak, Ma'ariv Yaakov, and where's Musa? So obviously they correspond Asmichinu HaKorbanos. So what ends up being the difference? The difference is, are they a takona kineged the korbanos, or is it an asmachta to the korbanos? If it's an asmachta, then it still works that the times correspond. Tfilos avos tiknum, what does that mean? I'm davening shachris today because of a takona of Avram Avinu? What strength does Avram Avinu have to do with takona that's mechayiv me? I love him, I respect him, but what does he have to do with me? He's not Jewish. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So that's one thing to think about. Number two, we have to work on the idea of how many halachos can I learn from korbanos if it's just asmechinu rabbanna korbanos. Meaning, we ordinarily go with the concept, it says in the Navi, Unishalem Aparim Sefatenu, that our davening corresponds to the tfilos. It says in the Medrash, the Gemara, that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, after the Chorban Abayis, what's going to keep Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is the things that they'll say corresponding to the korbanos. So you will say, okay, that's reading the parsha of Tomit Shashachar, Tomit Shalben Arbaim. Don't nod your head. You say parsha's Tomit. All us Ashkenazim don't say parsha's Tomit. We should say parsha's Tomit, but some people do, right? And the question is why. So you could say, no, it's our shachris, it's our mincha. Yeah, okay. If you can really say that, chora that's not pshat. L'chor pshat is like the Sephardim. That the reading of the parsha is keneged the korban. Okay, so that needs work. So then, what does it mean keneged? If I'm reading the parsha keneged, so what do I need a tefillah keneged? Okay, so I'm just saying these are points to ponder.